Welcome to Learn Tutoring Online. In this podcast, we'll discuss a few simple techniques to master your communication skills. I believe that in reading books about the topics that we love, written in English, will help us grow our vocabulary, and at the same time, it will also go into our subconscious memory a lot. Now, why the argument that I want to pose at this point is, if you start reading novels or works of fiction and those fantasy aspects that take you into a dream world, again, these aspects all go deep into our subconscious memory and may also frequently recur back again in our dreams. That's why the advantage of, you know, reading novels, reading the articles about subjects that you like that are going to enhance your retention skills by going into your subconscious memory. So, reading these books will give you an edge when it comes to your vocabulary, and then when you just sit down and start to write on those topics, that is level 2. Level 2 is now, after having read sufficient literature, you will now have the confidence as well as the knowledge backing in your head to go forward and start putting out articles in the net. So, when you put out articles now, that is, you start writing down, maybe either you can type it down or write it down, it's up to your convenience. But when you start writing down a concise article, structured with good headings and subheadings, because an article made up of paragraphs is as good as an article that just consists of only punctuation marks and letters. So, it's the strength of your headings and subheadings that are going to keep the reader interested as they scroll down the entire block. Next, the second level, which was writing. Now, let's go into watching or taking in visual input. Now, visual input, of course, backed by the audio input, will help you a lot. Now, for that, I prefer that you watch informative YouTuber video. Of course, the YouTube video learning is unstructured and it's not characteristically organized. However, you will find that there are several infotainment channels out there that produce good quality content, especially in the niches that you love. So that's why I have a set of curated content for my YouTube channel that I always watch them. I have subscribe to these channels and I listen to their updates a lot, hence I tend to stay on top of my game. And last but not the least, listening to podcasts. Sometimes I download some of these videos, especially my mentors' videos. I download them on YouTube and I listen to them during my daily commute. And moreover, another great advantage of listening into those same language is that it will also reflect in your thinking. So when you're thinking before compiling your articles or speaking out in communication, these words will repeat themselves as they're coming out from your subconscious memory voluntarily. So that's a way of, you know, building up your communication skills to become an effective online tutor. From my personal experience, however, I was very petrified with my first online classes and all. But it took some time practicing on how I speak, because I used to do very good PowerPoint presentations from the word go. But then taking in that same knowledge into online tutoring took some time. But once it got rolling, well, online tutoring just became like, you know, waking up, switching on the PC, putting up an effective lesson delivery to the student. So that's my podcast for the day. Hope you like this. Put in your comments below. I would love to read them. Take care and keep on tutoring high.